ABC News.
Ted O'Connor with the top stories. Thousands of households across southeast Queensland have spent a second night without power in the wake of Sunday's storms. The wild weather caused severe damage to the network, and dozens of crews worked through the night to restore power as insurance claims from storm damage mount. Residents will breathe a sigh of relief today. A cool change is bringing an end to record October temperatures, which saw Brisbane hit 39 degrees. Meanwhile, authorities are condemning a video of a man trying to pull down a tree which then toppled onto power lines, calling the act ridiculous and dangerous. The Prime Minister will sit down with 11 leaders from across Southeast Asia today, and he's expected to talk up trade, security and education partnerships. Anthony Albanese is keen to boost trade to make money for Australian businesses, but also to make the region more secure at a time of diplomatic tension over China's aggression. A report commissioned by the government has also recommended building stronger education ties with Southeast Asia. And a potentially record-breaking Category 5 hurricane has started lashing Jamaica in the Caribbean. Hurricane Melissa's winds are expected to reach more than 250 kilometres an hour, and forecasters expect it to unleash catastrophic flooding, landslides and widespread damage. Authorities are also warning the storm will cause long-lasting power and communication outages and isolate communities. ABC News.